You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
That's right, Burgundy and Gold, All Skins, Everything, Fox Sports, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray and Wally in the building. Will T's out. Wally, what's up, man?
Not much, bro. It's been good. No, we don't got a three-man weave, but Will T would say this. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. Camp injuries with Josh Dotson and Jordan Reed. Also, we'll talk about the Redskins' upcoming preseason game against the Baltimore Ravens. We will have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network as a guest. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we will examine the Redskins' early depth chart. We know the defense is kind of suspect. We said beforehand.
we'll see about that.
Yeah, somebody told me that I'm a little over the top with certain things, talking about certain positions. But, you know, we'll talk about that.
Straight out of Compton.
Yeah, exactly. Compton and Mason. But first, like I mentioned before, right now we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network.
His weekly appearance.
Weekly.
Don't downplay.
I am not downplaying Lex. Lex is too cool for school. Hey, Lex, what's good, my man?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing today, man? It's football week.
Exactly. It's like we've been thirsting for training camp, the NFL draft. Free agency, and now we have it here, like football games, man.
Hey, Lex, I know this is All Skins Everything, Burgundy and Gold, but just real quick, what were your thoughts on the Hall of Fame game and the Hall of Fame speeches before we get into it? It is football week, baby.
Well, honestly, you want me to be honest with you? Jerry Jones is in there, and I'm a diehard non-Cowboy fan. I couldn't watch.
I love it. I love the dedication.
That's Burgundy and Gold to the fullest.
I saw clips, you know, I saw Kurt Warner and, you know, LT, happy for those guys. You know, I guess the thing I took out of it was they made, Phil Knight made some special Air Force One with Jimmy Johnson. I mean, Jerry Jones. So, and then Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones, they decided to take a picture together. So, hey, I guess it was something good that came out of the weekend if you're a Cowboy fan, but.
I guess.
I didn't have any interest because they still haven't put, you know, some people that I think should be in there. Joe Jacoby, for example.
You know it.
You know, so didn't really pay attention to that, you know. And I guess I'm supposed to be boycotting the NFL.
Jerry Jones.
Doing that,
Jerry, you know? Jones and Jimmy Johnson, that's like Ghost and Kanan, right? They came together unexpected. But, you know, I'll go back to Joe Jacoby. You know, this is All Skins Everything. So, with that being said, let's get the show started.
I like the power reference.
Wasn't it good, though? Hey, Lex, I'm sitting here like, I can't believe we just did that. That was awesome to me, man.
Well, I had to put a positive spin on it. You know, I love the fact you said diehard non-Cowboys fan. So, I put a positive spin on it. But, again, we got the Battle of the Beltway coming up. Many think, including the man next to me, Wally, thinks it's very irrelevant that the Redskins and Ravens are playing. But nonetheless, this is the first preseason game. So just give us your initial thoughts going into this first game that really is irrelevant to many of us.
I agree. Hey, listen.
Exactly. Exactly.
If this was the third preseason game, like normally it's, you know, like the third or fourth preseason game, you know, or the second preseason game, I probably would care a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, because you know you're going to get the full-fledged Baltimore Ravens team. You know, this one, you're going to get maybe a series out of the starting offense, and then you're just going to see a bunch of guys, free agents, rookies, you know, veterans that are trying to make the team. Many of them won't make the team,
mm-hmm.
You know, so, and then the fact that we got so many injured players, you know, out of that starting lineup, you're not going to see some of the guys you really want to see and you expect to be major contributors during the season, like, you know, like a Crowder. You know, you want to see Josh, the rookie from last year, the wide receiver, mm-hmm. that, you know, had so much potential. You want to see him, but you're not. So I guess the only bright spot, you might get a glimpse of Cousins to Terrell Pryor, you know, for one series, but that's about it.
Well, last year, Kirk Cousins didn't play that much of the preseason. He barely played, to be honest with you. Are you looking forward to and hope? Do you hope to see him play more this preseason?
I'm not expecting Kirk Cousins to play a lot when they play the Ravens.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He might play two series, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do you need to risk him getting injured in a meaningless first preseason game? You know, I mean, you already know kind of like what Kirk Cousins is going to do. I think him and his receivers can kind of build that chemistry during the course of the summer and preseason, you know, during the practices and training camp. But as far as really getting a glimpse of Kirk Cousins, I think we know where to get with Kirk Cousins.
So you mentioned Josh Dotson. He's out with an injury. Jordan Reed's out with an injury. How does that hurt? In terms of for Dotson especially, since you know he last year barely played, not being able to play in this preseason game.
Well, I think for him it's big because he's a young guy, didn't play, you know, really at all last season. Maybe a couple of series. I don't remember seeing him during the preseason at all. So for him, I think it kind of affects him because he needs that time with Kirk Cousins. He needs that time with the first unit. They got this guy on the depth chart as number one wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to figure that one out. Ryan Grant, in my opinion, has deserved at least starting wide receiver spot on this team.
Well, you said Ryan Grant? Wait a minute. Ryan Grant? The same dude who slips on every route? That dude?
Hey, I'm just saying. Ryan Grant has done more than Josh.
That's a fair point.
It's fair. We're talking about a man who slips all the time. Like, he gives up pick six by slipping. ATL.
Yo, I want to ask you this real quick, Lex. Does what you guys are saying as Redskins fans and analysts of the game about this meaningless preseason game, does this show that we're finally past the Robert Griffin era? Because remember, whenever RG3 was going to suit up, I don't care if it's the first preseason game, people were looking forward to seeing, okay, is he going to be better? Whatever. Are we finally past that now? Because last year there was still discussion. His name still was mentioned frequently when we're talking Redskins.
Well, I'm going to say this. You're never fully going to be away from the Robert Griffin III era because Kirk Cousins is the quarterback for the Redskins. Mm. They were drafted in the same year, and he took Robert's job.
Yeah.
So as long as Kurt is around, you're still going to have some type of conversation. You know, the analysts are going to talk about Robert, you know, because of the history between him and Kurt. So you're going to always have that. But I think as a fan base, I think they've kind of moved on. You know, you still have your diehard Robert Griffin III fans, the RG3 diehard. They're never going to get on the Kirk Cousins bus.
Sure.
So unless he wins the Super Bowl, then they probably will get on the bus. But Robert Griffin's gone, man. I don't even think he's playing football right now.
He's not. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team, Ray and myself, Wally Will T, on vacation. Right now we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Lex, so in this preseason game, which player are you going to keep an eye on?
I think it's a couple people. I think Robert Kelly comes to mind. He's going to get a couple of carries out there. I'm curious to see how the running game looks this season. You know, they drafted the kid out of Oklahoma, Perrin, who was supposed to be pretty good. You know, so I'm curious to see what happens there. Matt Jones, a guy who wanted to be released because Fat Rob took his job. And he's on the team, but he's like number four or number five. I mean, he's behind Chris Thompson. He's behind the rookie, behind Fat Rob. So,
yeah, Matt, yeah.
I mean, he's not going to get an opportunity to play unless somebody gets hurt. So I'm curious to see how the running, you know, that backfield kind of pans out because you still got what's the kid, Mack back there.
Yeah, who looked good.
Pretty good running back as well.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, he'll get some touches and maybe, you know, make this roster. And then, of course, you got your rookies, Jonathan Allen, the two kids out of Alabama, him and, Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, just getting the opportunity to see those guys play a little bit and kind of get their first pro football game under their belt. And then Sue Crazy. I mean, I guess the storyline is the defense. A lot of young guys in the mix just kind of want to see what these guys do. Sue Crazy playing safety. Let's see if he is the real deal. Is he the second coming of Sean Taylor?
That's big. I'm wondering, how much can they prove against a guy like Ryan Mallett? But now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, Ryan Mallett is playing for a lot. You know, there's a lot of talk about who they should bring in with Flacco potentially being hurt. Obviously, Cap's name was thrown out there. So I'm thinking Ryan Mallett, who was pretty good quarterback in college, has a lot to prove, and he's gonna play hard, and it'll be good to see Sewell Cravens and those guys get after it, hopefully create some turnovers and create some buzz moving forward into the second and third preseason games. But, Lex, before we let you get out of here, we got a hot topic going on in camp. Gruden and Bashaud Breeland potentially beefing. We discussed this on our other show. What are your thoughts on it? How do you think Gruden is handling it? Is this another Robert Griffin situation? Sorry to bring the name up. But, you know, give us your thoughts on it.
Well, somebody's got to be in the doghouse for Gruden.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like through the years that he's been the coach, he's always been at least one player that's kind of got his attention. And, you know, I guess this is his way of kind of needling the guy and trying to get him to play at his full potential. But I think he needs to focus on the offense and kind of stay away from the defense.
Agreed.
You know, the defensive coordinator, Greg Minuski, let him handle, you know, his guys or whatever. I think Breeland realizes this is an important year for him. You know, he really struggled a bit last year.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see. I mean, preseason will tell a lot because the secondary desperately needs Breeland. You know, you got the veteran, you know, who's moved to safety, D'Angelo, who's been, you know, he's been a great player through his career, but I don't know. Is he going to be good at safety is a big question.
Yeah.
You know? So a guy like Breeland is very important. When you have a guy like Norman on the other side, your second cornerback has got to be, you know, he's got to be legit. So he's going to get a lot of balls thrown his way. So I think he's going to be all right, man. I think he's just got to kind of ignore some of that noise and just kind of play football.
No, I agree. I think Breeland's going to be fine. I think this, like you said, it's a contract year. And I think he's a motivated dude. I look at Breeland like, you know, fans tend to rag on him. Reminds me of how some of this fan base did, like Carlos Rogers. He left and he played better elsewhere. David Emerson, they just saying that David Emerson, he went to Oakland. He looked better than he did in Oakland than compared to here. So at times I just think, yeah, I'm with you. He needs to ignore the noise and leave that crap alone, because I feel like at the end of the day, with his ability and his talent, you know, he, to me, we saw in 2015, he could be a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback.
Absolutely. I mean, he's going to get enough opportunities because, you know, the opposing quarterbacks, they're going to bring their A game, their top receivers. And if you look at the entire NFC East, I mean, it's some serious wide receivers in that division. So he's going to have to work, put on his big boy pants. I think the Redskins play the Raiders in the regular season. They play the Kansas City Chiefs. They play the Broncos. They got a couple of good receivers. So, he's gonna get his opportunity to earn a big check.
Absolutely. Totally agree. So, Lex, thanks for joining us as always. And remind our listeners how they can reach you.
Hey, you can go to Twitter or Instagram, and it's Lex Diamonds without the A. And college football is right around the corner. If you want to tune into some of the college games, just download that HSRN app. Just go to Google Play Store, or go to your App Store if you have an iPhone, and download that HSRN app and catch some of the top college football games around the country.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to you next week, recapping the Redskins-Ravens preseason game. Looking forward to the next game after that. So, hey, enjoy your week, brother. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Lex.
Absolutely. We're going to be recapping a victory. So, hey, guys, thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Lex. Appreciate you.
All right. Lex talked a whole lot about the depth chart. And there's something that we're going to discuss after the break.
You listen to the Herb Sports Thing.
pages.
You dig? Say deuces.
Deuces. All skins, everything.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, what shouts you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got I just kill sh- cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a your hormones probably switch inside your DNA.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Will T is on vacation. You have Ray and myself, Wally. Ray mentioned the depth chart before the break. The Redskins put out their depth chart, and we want to focus a little bit on the defensive side of the ball. And the defensive side of the ball, issue that I have with the depth chart, yeah, I'm gonna start it off like that. The issue I had off the depth chart was within the inside linebacker position. You had Mason Foster, you had Will Compton, as your starting inside linebackers, and the guy that you signed from Buffalo, who was arguably a Pro Bowl caliber inside linebacker, is on your second string. How does that play out?
Again, it's their positions to lose. I say again because you and I have had these discussions off air on our other show. You had these guys play significant roles last year, Mason Foster and Will Compton. Will Compton, again, who, in my opinion, improved, not the best tackler, not the strongest, obviously, inside linebacker in the NFC East, let alone in the entire National Football League, but a guy that worked his way up to starter. And it's his position to lose, as I just said. And I don't know why you have such a big problem with that, because
why?
Again, this is the first preseason game, just like we just highlighted.
Yeah, it is.
And it's meaningless.
Preseason is meaningless. But when you write, it's like, okay, so.
Not all the preseason.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Most of it.
But it's like when you're trying out for a basketball team or whatever, and a coach tells you, like, you may have made the team, and you feel like you're better than the next person. And, but it's on the paper. You know, this is my starting five, and, you know, I want you to be my sixth man. Eventually, you kind of feel a certain way about that. You're like, you know what, I'm better than the starter, but you need me for a punch off the bench. This is different. This is football. Like, just like, give me the notoriety. Like, Zach Brown is the better player. You're like, you're not saying Ryan Kerrigan, you're the second string on this defense, knowing that Ryan Kerrigan's your Pro Bowl outside linebacker. No, Zach Brown is should be your starting inside linebacker. And I'm gonna tell you this: if he doesn't start week one, that's an issue. That's a big issue, because Will Compton, one, doesn't have sideline to sideline speed. We've seen that's evident.
None of them have great speed.
They're not athletic or whatever. They're liabilities.
And they lack size.
They're liabilities.
I agree. So Zach Brown, yes, you want him on the field, but again, you're bringing back guys who you've seen on the field. You have to give them the opportunity, because in ways, even though you don't like it, they earned it.
How did they earn it?
Just based on
for being
the
there?
Fact that, yes, that they played.
You can earn it for being there? Like, you can be bad and still be there? Like, who's a sorry player who's been there and sucked?
As good as you say Zach Brown is, I mean, he generated very little interest on the free agent market.
Because he was looking for a big – he signed a one-year deal, like just like Terrell Pryor. Like, Terrell Pryor was out there for a while, but he understood that, you know what, if I play this 1 year out, I can make way more money. Same thing with Zach Brown. He did the same exact thing.
Well, again, they were there last year. You got Greg Minuski taking over, but the terminology from what we hear is very similar in this defense.
It was supposedly last year.
So they're familiarized with it. Now, once you see guys step up that are maybe not as high on the depth chart, and they learn the defense, I think, again, it's an over competition.
Okay, so question. I'm trying to look for a sport makes sense.
You go so hard on Will Compton.
I'm trying to think of a sport.
Rest in peace to my boy, Big Ron. We recently had Michael Sweetney on our other podcast, mm-hmm. and Michael Sweetney was an undeniable talent. Young and Big Ron. He came in, took his spot right away.
Exactly. Without, that's a good point. Without, that's a very good point.
Without the coach even having to see them compete against each other in practice. So I get what you're saying. But is Zach Brown's talent or anybody else's talent undeniable in comparison?
Coach Calipari does it all the time. Like, he tells us, hey, I got incoming freshmen who are better than you. You're replaced. Without even, they could be seniors. They can be juniors. They can be sophomores who ball for their freshman year. He was like, you know, I got a kid better than you. They ain't had to earn it. They just better. Like, you don't earn it from being there.
I think Will Compton lacks size, but Mason,
and speed.
Mason, yes. But Mason Foster has decent size for inside linebacker.
He has decent size.
Six foot one. No. About 260, 250.
Whatever. No. He has decent size. He just sucks. Sucks is such a bad word. He's just not, to me, he's not a starting inside linebacker. To me, he's just not a starting inside linebacker.
Okay, you obviously, you want your inside linebackers to fill gaps, right?
Yes.
You go sideline to sideline. Mm-hmm. Mason Foster.
Shed blocks. Shed blocks. He can't shed blocks. He can't cover either.
Also, you want an experienced play caller that Mason Foster can do that for.
Well, the play caller would be Will Compton. In terms of his, he's really good. He's good at that. He is good at that. I'm not going to take that away from him. He is good at that.
All right, this is a 3-4 defense. You know, why can't this be a better year for these guys? Give them the opportunity.
They're not, talent is talent, bro. You know this. Talent is talent. Like, if you watch the Redskins, you're like, no, Wilson, you would probably say, so Will Compton, Mason Foster, they're just not starters. They're not. I don't even want to say the word I want to say. They're just not starters.
I think Zach Brown's going to start. I don't know why you're stressing.
Look, he should start. You shouldn't. You're right. I think he's going to start too. But I don't need to see it on a depth chart saying he's on the bench.
Oh my.
I think it's insulting. I feel like can one be insulted? It's like, I'm not even, like, I don't want to say like an all-time great, because that's okay. It's like Adrian Peterson, like, coming off like a big injury, right? And who's the running back they have in Minnesota? Like, Adrian Peterson's with the Saints now, but in Minnesota, the big Mike's all-star. Toby Gerhardt. That's good. I just use Toby Gerhardt. He's not there anymore, but let's use that. Say Adrian Peterson's coming off an injury. Toby Gerhardt's there, right? He put a long season. Adrian Peterson, we're not sure he's 100% yet, but it's Toby Gerhardt, right? He put in the work. He earned it because he put in the work, and he was there. He was there in training camp. He was there. He was there in minicamp.
That's not
out. No, I'm not done yet. He was there. Now all of a sudden, right? The beginning of the season, Adrian Peterson is healthy. He's 110% healthy. But Toby Gerhardt put in all that work in all season. Who starts?
Adrian Peterson.
It's because he's way better.
Well, again, I don't think it's apples. There is no Adrian Peterson on defense with the Rams.
Well, like I'm saying, Zach Brown was one of the better inside backs in this game.
So there you have, and I'll give you a better one.
Yeah.
You got the Eagles.
All right, cool.
2010, maybe Nick Foles playing very good football.
Yeah, okay,
he gets hurt. Yeah. Michael Vick steps in and has a resurgence.
Yeah, he's better.
And Andy Reid says, you know what? Can't take Mike Vick out, even though Foles is healthy now.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Is that fair?
Was that fair to
Nick better Foles? Player plays. The better player played.
The more superior talent.
Yeah, I'm all about the better player.
It has to be overwhelmingly evident.
It was overwhelmingly evident.
In this case,
talent-wise. Yeah, it is. It's not like.
But again, you point out that Zach Brown is going to start.
He better start. My issue is he better start. That's the thing. It better be a given. Opening day, week one, Zach Brown should be in the starting lineup.
Before we close the segment, who is the team to beat right now? It's the Dallas Cowboys, and you need that sideline to sideline speed at your inside linebacker position.
Agreed.
Either guy has it. I would totally agree that when the season starts, some changes should be made. But again, this is preseason, open competition. I'm not mad like you are.
I'm angry.
I know,
but it's okay though.
You shouldn't be.
I'm angry though.
But you know what? We look. I guess we have exhausted this entire segment.
We have though.
The inside linebacker, the overall depth chart, daggone it. But you know what? It's cool.
It's cool.
We'll see if some changes happen on the offensive side of football too. I'm again interested in Nate Sudfeld, quarterback. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he can climb up depth chart number 2. Why not?
It's not gonna happen.
Colt McCoy.
He loves Colt. He loves Colt. Jay loves Colt. Oh, that's my quarterback, man. That's my quarterback. That's a red. That, know what? He's the people's champ of the Washington Redskins fan base.
Colt McCoy.
Yes.
Is he the Lee Dale Eccles, so to speak?
Oh, that's a good one. Lee Dale was a baller.
People may not know who that is.
They didn't win, though.
Young guys.
Yeah, tweet. Hey.
I hope, y'all should know who he is.
Google him. Google him. Lito Echols. Google him.
What's up, Hopewell?
You know what's good. You know what it is, bro. You know. Anyway, it's time for commercial break. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about the injuries of the Washington Redskins when you have Josh Dotson and Jordan Reed. Is that going to hinder the Redskins' offense? You listen to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces.
I try and make it next month. I'm sitting up there. Fucking shred the shit up.
How much money is that? How much money?
Yellow beat. Holler at me.
It's chewy on some hot. Like I told Tish, I see when I sh. Like you seen him twirl, then he drops. And we keep them to my block. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop. And Trigger, he be wildin', he some hot. Tones known to get busy with them. Try to run down and you could catch it. Running through these checks till I pass out. And shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is
cash out. That's my song. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene. Sorry, that's the Urban Sports Scene. You listen to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray Jeezy and myself, Wally, online right now, ready to rock the mics for you. I know, right? That sounded okay. Like, I wanted to freestyle and, like, kind of say bars, but I couldn't. And it didn't, like, really rhyme, though, but it was close enough, though. But anyway, Sunday night, Josh Dotson, wide receiver for the Washington Redskins, strained his hamstring. Had a hamstring strain on 7-on-7 drills. Should fans be concerned?
Of course, because of his history. Did not play his rookie year, showing much promise by all indications in camp. So you want to see him on the field, and you also want to see what dynamic he brings to the table. Again, I think he's a deep threat because of, you know, what he showed in college. But we also have Terrell Pryor on the other side. The reason why it's also a big hit, obviously, is because you lost Pierre Garçon to Sean Jackson offseason.
No, I agree. I think that's a big hit because you want, and Lex mentioned it too, you want him to get that work with Kirk Cousins in the first preseason game or in preseason period. And hamstrings we've seen in the past have hindered many wide receivers for like weeks, not just 1 week. And this injury has been stated as day to day, but we've seen in the past that a hamstring can linger to what, 3 to 4 weeks. And that's the time that he can get the rapport with Kirk Cousins and kind of establish himself in preseason. I know it's funny to say that, but you can do that because you can gain confidence going into the regular season. So it does, to me, hurt him a little bit in terms of the offense as a whole. That just depends, and we're going to go to the next person. That just depends on Jordan Reed. If Jordan Reed is not there, I think Josh Dotson is definitely needed. If Jordan Reed is there, Josh Dotson is just, you know, him being hurt, you can sit him out for a little bit because you're going to have, in my opinion, when the season starts, you're going to have Jordan Reed, Vernon Davis, so you can run a two tight end system with Terrell Pryor and a Jamison Crowder. So if Jordan Reed is healthy during week one, and Jordan Reed has a toe injury, if he's healthy, Josh Dotson may not be as needed.
You're adjusted to playing without Josh Dotson based on his injury filled season last year. Jordan Reed, on the other hand, even though he was injured as well last season, still nearly 70 catches,
yeah,
6 touchdowns. Very productive year. One of the best tight ends in the NFC, if not the entire league. So he's obviously a bigger loss. I don't think his injury is as serious. And who knows? It's preseason. Dotson's may not be as serious as we think. Mm-hmm. But with his history, obviously it's scary. And if anybody needs the reps,
it's Josh Dotson.
You know, as much as we don't like preseason.
And I know, right? And also, we've seen in terms of the record, it's out there. In terms of Jordan Reed, Kirk Cousins, without Jordan Reed, I believe it's like 1-10 without Jordan Reed. So you know he's important. He's a guy that gives you W's. Arguably, Jordan Reed may be the most impactful offensive weapon that the Redskins have. So they need him on the field. If he doesn't play, it limits to what they want to do in terms of being a consistent offense. And this is not a knock on Vernon Davis, because I think Vernon Davis last season we saw made big plays, but Jordan Reed is a guy that extends plays. It's a guy that's a great route runner, not just a deep threat. And Vernon Davis, to me, for a tight end, is more of a deep threat compared to compared to Jordan Reed. But Jordan Reed is a, I call it a constant killer. He's a guy that can get you that first and that third and 10 or, you know, give you 15 yards off that. And even once in a while gives you an explosive play from yards after the catch. So to me, Jordan Reed is more of a constant killer, if that makes any sense. And that's something that Kirk Cousins needs on the field.
No matter who's lining up, we know the Redskins need to improve on third down and also in the red zone. And I think both of these guys could potentially be important. It would be nice to see them build chemistry prior to the start of the season. So the loss hurts with both. Obviously, you're missing Reed a lot more because we've seen what he's capable of at his best and even on a limited capacity. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, this all plays out moving forward. I'm hoping for Josh Doctson personally that he gets better, because the entire fan base, or I should say a large group, are all already, you know, mentioning the name Malcolm Kelly and Devin Thomas.
That's true.
Comparison,
they are.
Which it hurts, you know. So for him personally, I'm hoping that he'll get back on the field.
Yeah, I do hope so too as well. And I think that if they don't have these two, their offense is in trouble week one. I don't feel like the offense is good enough to do damage without these two on the field. And like you said, though, more because of Jordan Reed, though, to be real. But I think if you're missing both, it's an issue, though. It's a big issue.
We'll see how it plays out. Green Bay will be there. Third preseason game. That's the
goal.
The offensive player, the first string offensive players get the rep.
Yeah.
All players for that matter. But I'm hoping we'll see Josh Doctson on the field. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to him as the game, too.
All right, man. This is episode 2 of All Skins Everything on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, hashtag ASC is dope. Quote it. It's just going to be like DC Family. It's going to be one of those regular hashtags that you
saw. So say it again. So the folks can say it again, man.
Hashtag ASC is dope. All right, well, it's time to wrap this thing up. You've been listening to All Skins Everything on Fox Sports, 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia, 96.9 FM.
For Aegis, you dig, deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie. Swag.